Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led only one church in his lifetime. King was pastor of Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery from 1954 to 1960. In his second year there, King hired a young organist named Althea Thomas. 63 years later, Thomas still plays at the historic church. WBHM's Janae Pierre reports.
A few blocks away from the state capitol stands Dexter Avenue King Memorial Baptist Church. The congregation is made up mostly of senior adults, and in the organist pit sits 84-year-old Althea Thomas. She's wearing a tan velour tracksuit. On a recent Sunday morning, Thomas opens the service. In the summer of 1955, Thomas got a phone call from a young reverend, a call she says was unexpected.
He called me and said that we need an organist. He paid me a very fine compliment. He said, you have been enthusiastically recommended. And I'm saying, who is this?
It was Martin Luther King Jr. Thomas says once she heard his name, she knew exactly who he was. King was making his mark as a dynamic preacher and an influential leader in the civil rights movement. She was studying music at Alabama State University. Her professors, who were members of the church, recommended her. She accepted the job and started soon after. It was December of that year when Rosa Parks took a seat on a bus that sparked controversy and led to the Montgomery bus boycott. Thomas remembers her family friend, civil rights leader E.D. Nixon, calling on leaders like King.
Nixon was galvanizing the black people to do something peacefully to show that there was some disagreement with the way that blacks were treated on the buses and everywhere else with the segregated water fountains.
The Montgomery bus boycott bolstered King's activism in the civil rights movement. Thomas played at a few of the mass meetings King led at Dexter Avenue. She was a fly on the wall as leaders planned their next moves. Thomas experienced plenty of racism herself.
As a young person growing up in Montgomery in the South, in America, I was victimized many times by the old segregationist attitudes.
Decades later, she still plays every Sunday in the same church. Reverend Cromwell Handy is the pastor at Dexter Avenue. He says Thomas is a pillar of history. Her music keeps them connected to the past.
She is an awesome, outstanding musician. She does a wonderful job, and she helps us bridge the gap between the time when Dr. King was here and where we are today.
Thomas still writes and teaches music to the church's youth. Recently, two of her smaller fans surrounded her in the organist pit. Her fingers grace the organ keys as she instructs the children to read the scales.
What is that?
You might think a church organist would love gospel music, but not this one.
It's not my genre. I don't.
What is your genre?
I think you might find it to be the European style of music, the religious classics and stuff.
Thomas's parents were both musicians. They taught her at a young age. But she says God called her to play music, and King literally called her to play at Dexter Avenue. As people across the world pay homage to Martin Luther King Jr. today, Thomas shares a memory of him.
I remember him as I knew him, as a very gentle but very forceful person. He was never one to raise his voice, and yet everything he said had a quiet kind of significance that was so loud that you couldn't miss it.
Thomas doesn't have any pictures with King. Only memories. She missed the photo ops because she was sitting where she is every Sunday, behind the organ. Janae Pierre, WBHM.